Right, talking now about taking advantage of 2022. Have you been in a slump? When you look in the mirror, do you wonder whose reflection you're looking at? Happens often. Are you unrecognizable to yourself? Do you wish you did more the previous year, but can't seem to get over the hump to see the type of personal growth you want to achieve? Well, you're not alone. And you're also not out of luck. You can turn the corner, the proverbial corner this year. On the line is life and executive coach Neil Bierbaum. Hi, Neil. Good morning and welcome to A Week in Breakfast and Happy New Year.
Good morning. Yeah. Thanks, and thanks to you.
Right. How do you do this, Neil? I mean, how do you turn the proverbial corner and get comfortable with yourself?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the first thing is that we tend to approach this as though this is the only year and I've got to kind of shoot the lights out in 1 year. We often look at that instead of looking, taking a more long-term view and saying, well, this is a 1 year and a chain of many, and, you know, making those small gradual improvements. Like, what are the, you know, small things that you can change? If you make a few small good changes during the year, you're probably going to end up feeling a lot better about yourself than if you aim to shoot the lights out and then, you know, give up afterwards because you set yourself up for failure.
Yeah. All right. And what advice can you get? Is it about reading more? What can you do?
Hire a life coach.
Yeah, good idea.
I think, you know, there's an exercise that I often like to do, and often when you engage a life coach, they'll have a look at the different areas of life, and I think that's a good way to break it down. You know, there's 8 general recognized areas in life, and those are things like money and career. Those are 2 separate things. Sometimes we converge them into one, but they can be separate. Family, social, and friends. Then there's your physical health, your learning, spiritual and leisure. And, you know, to be able to break those down and to set yourself goals within each of those areas, I think is what needs to be done. And the important thing is, like, to recognize that we can do a lot more in a minute or an hour and a lot less in a day or a year than we think we can. And so I always say to people, like, you know, because they'll come up with a list of things that they want to do in each of those areas. And the thing is to prioritize, to say, if you only got one of those done, which one would you choose? And out of all of those, which of the area is the most important for you for this year? Maybe it's to save a particular amount of money or to get fit in a certain way. And if you just did one thing, what would that thing be that, you know, would be most important? And, you know, prioritizing that one, I think it just makes it a lot more manageable. So I think that's one of the areas in which you can probably find online, you know, Wheel of Life exercise or a life coaching exercise like that can help you.
All right. Okay. That's interesting. So you get your psyche in order. You're now going to confront 2022. You're going to make a whole difference. But you can't please everyone, can you? And I think that's the big thing. Very often we want to please everyone because we want to be liked, but we can't be liked by everyone.
Totally. And I think that's one of the other big mistakes people make. Like, people say, well, why don't people stick to their goals or their New Year's resolutions, etc.? And one of the key ones I would point out is when you make goals that include the word should, which is like, I should get fit or I should see more people or I should make more friends, and those are usually based on expectations, based on what we've read in the media, based on what other people are doing, based on what people have told us or expect of us, and they're not authentic goals, and so we're not really in love with those goals. We kind of impose them on ourselves. And one of the most important things, yes, I would agree, is to make sure that the goal is, you know, for you, a me goal, and not aim to please others or to live up to somebody else's standards.
Yeah. All right. Changing your circle of influence then as well. Now, I'm thinking about those that you hang out with, those who make you feel good as well. Because if you hang out in the wrong crowd, people can knock you down.
Totally. And hanging out in the wrong crowd, sure. And the other big one is social media. You know, spending a lot of time on social media can be, you know, very destructive. It's one of the things I would say for people this year, if you really want to, you know, improve 2022 in particular, is do some reading around social media, how it works, the effects of social media, and try to develop a more conscious relationship with social media and how you use it. Because, you know, worrying about how many likes you get or what other people are doing can have a massive negative impact on your sense of well-being.
Yeah, because people do that. They knock you down. It's all about things have changed, say, from 20 years ago, Neil, when, say, for instance, there wasn't social media. It was just the crowded school. It was just the crowded work. But now things can go totally wrong for you, specifically on things like Facebook and Instagram.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, if you've been following the news, you know, which I'm sure many of your listeners have, in terms of what's come out about Facebook and Instagram and the impact that it's had, and that their research actually shows that. So, yeah, you know, people always reflect the best side of themselves on that. And if you're looking at that all day, you're going to feel a huge amount of pressure to have a certain lifestyle, to always have a smile on your face, to always be feeling a certain way. And, you know, achieving these insane goals, and yeah, it can become very unrealistic.
Do New Year's resolutions actually work? And I was debating this with someone yesterday to say, all right, tomorrow's 2022, what are we going to do? We're going to change things around. The person said, don't be crazy, nobody does those anymore. Do they do those things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people have become cynical about New Year's resolutions, even about setting goals, etc. And I think part of it is valid, and some of it is somewhat of a misunderstanding of what the purpose of goals is and how to work with them. But I think the New Year's resolution thing, I always say, if you're not already doing the thing, then you're not in love with the goal or present to the benefits of what it can deliver for you. So, for example, if you fall in love with somebody, you're not going to wait until New Year's to phone them. You're going to be phoning them right away or texting them or whatever it is. And it's the same with something, you know, if you have a goal that you're really passionate about, you're going to want to be doing it right away. Or if a doctor tells you, if you don't start exercising immediately, you're going to be dead in 3 months, you'll probably start that exercise immediately because you'll be very present to the costs and benefits. So, you know, for the New Year's thing, it's about, again, not making the should goals, but the ones that you're really present to the benefits of. And, yeah, then it's good to maybe use the New Year as a marker and help you just tip over that from the bad behavior to the good. But in order to maintain it, there's a couple of things. And one is you've got to really get present to the benefits of the goal. And sometimes we too focused on, you know, like I decide I'm going to start running and then I have to shoot the lights out and run the comrades in 1 year. Well, no, maybe if you just actually get out there and start doing it at a whatever level, if you're doing it a little bit more or a little bit faster or a little bit more frequently than you were last year, well, you're doing better. And then take the long-term view and, you know, see where you're going to be in 2 and 3 and 5 and 10 years' time.
I suppose, Neil, just hearing you say that also ties into you choosing a new career. A lot of people get to the point, they get to December, they get to January, I want a new career. And with that as well, also, people want change. I also want to leave my husband. I also want to leave my wife. That's the other thing. That whole thing about, they call it the December blues, that could be problematic, but it could be good as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly the statistics show that around times like these, divorce rates increase and job changes certainly as well. So, yeah, if there's something that's been brewing for a long time and you set yourself that goal and there's some energy and momentum for it, then yes, absolutely. It can be a good time to make that change and to use that energy for momentum.
Neil, are people too impulsive, though, when it comes to things like this? Because it can be dangerous. When we saw this in COVID, when people were forced to stay together, then things didn't work out. And as people were let out after the hard lockdown level 5, you just saw the divorce rate climbing, et cetera, et cetera. Do we need to give ourselves a little bit more time to sort ourselves out and perhaps to get to know ourselves as well?
Yeah, very good point. I think the thing there is that you know, I wouldn't call it impulsive. I would say that it's the same kind of thing as, let's say, in physical health. You kind of take a chance with your health until eventually you kind of have that physical symptom, that ailment, that heart attack, that whatever, that tells you you've got a problem here. And then it's kind of late in the game. And you realize, oh, I should have been taking care of this for the last 5 years or the last 10 years. I should have been taking care of my health. Now I've got to, now I'm forced to make the change. Same in the relationship and in the personal space. We kind of look past these things and put up with things, don't make the changes that we should make in ourselves and do the hard work in our relationship. And then eventually a situation like that comes and it catches up with us. Or, you know, the family gets together over Christmas and the pressure is so intense. And, you know, so the my real answer to that is you need to be doing the work up front sometimes for years in order to avoid those things. Then those things don't no longer become issues.
Yeah. Life coach Neil Beerbohm, thank you so much for being on 702 this morning. I really do appreciate it. And like I said, all the best for 2022.
Hey, thanks, Ray. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Neil Beerbohm. Right.